弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们有再一次在主面前一同交通和寻求的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the chance to share and seek before our Lord.
我们在交通以前先有个祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers before we share.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们一同能够聚集在你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for that we can gather before you.
我们求你当初怎样向你圣徒、向你的教会说话。
As how you have spoken to your church and the saints.
你今天也同样的向我们能够说你心头上的话。
Pray that today you can also speak to us your words on your heart.
当初你怎样能够显出大能的作为。
How you have manifested your powerful work.
今天我们也仰望你在我们当中能够显现你自己的大作为。
And today, once again, we look upon you so that your work can be manifested greatly among us.
当初你怎样使众圣徒能够在基督里面同归于一。
How you have led all the saints together in one in Christ Jesus.
今天我们也仰望你在你的在全地在我们当中能够显出你旨意的那样的真实的光景。
And today, once again, we look upon you so that in the whole earth and also here, you can reveal the true manifestation of your will.
我们把下面一点的时间，把讲的、翻译的、听的，都无依无靠的，能够交托在你的手中。
We commit the following time, the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen unto your hand.
我们一同等候你，求你向我们显现，向我们说话。
Together we wait upon you. May you speak to us and manifest yourself to us.
愿你得到荣耀。我们得到造就。
May you receive all the glory and we can be edified.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
阿们。好，我们先看几处的圣经。
Let's look at a few places of scriptures.
先看哥林多前书第一章第九节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节，神是信实的。你们原是被他所招，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 God is faithful by whom you are called unto the fellowship of his son Jesus Christ our Lord.
这段的后面就是好与好进入我们与我们主耶稣基督我们的好进入与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督的交通。
Which the second part is that to be entered onto the fellowship of his son Jesus Christ our Lord.
来请看约翰福音十七章。
And please look at Gospel book of John chapter 17.
十七节到二十三节。
17 through 23.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth.
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That they all may be one, as thou Father art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
再请看《使徒行传》第二章。
And please look at Acts chapter 2.
第四十节开始到四十七节。
Start from verse 40 until 47.
使徒行传第二章四十节，彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
Acts chapter 2 verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了三千人。
Then they that gladly received his words were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼，祈祷。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
And all that believed were together and had all things common.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在店里，在家中拨饼。存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as shall be saved.
我们读到使徒行传第二章的时候，就看到有一幅非常美、非常叫我们羡慕的图画。
As we read Acts chapter 2, then we see this really beautiful picture which we desire.
我们到使徒行传第二章前面就是圣灵浇灌下来，然后就是门徒就得到的这个方言，而且呢，就是述说神的大作为。
As beginning of the chapter 2, There was a pouring down of the Holy Spirit, and the disciples received the tongue, received the power to speak in tongue, and they testified God's great power.
然后许多的事情就从这里开始发生。
And there were many things happening from now on.
然后我们就看到，好像有一幅图画在那里，就显在我们的眼前。
And then we see this picture showing appear before us.
就是在这一章里面，好像给我们看到。神是又真又活的，在弟兄姊妹当中，在圣徒当中。
As we see that God is being a true and a living one, He works among the saints, among brothers and sisters.
而且不是只有震撼人的心，那个人的口也述说神显出大的作为。
There was not only this great shaking among man's heart, but also they also speak of God's great power.
而且许多人因为看到神作为，心里受到强烈的震撼，所以他们有的是很惊奇，很惊讶。
And many because they have seen the great powerful work of God, therefore their hearts were being shaken and they were so shocked and surprised.
当有人看不懂，就觉得很怀疑，或者是发了一些问题，那些问题，他们不知道答案是什么。
And of course there were some that they could not understand, therefore they had questions and they were in doubt, which they could not answer.
但是我们看到好像。有一个地震发生，但这个地震呢，它的震央是在天上。
And we did see there as if there was an earthquake, but then the center of the earthquake happened in heaven.
所以所有在这个看到这个地震的人呢，哇，这个整个人都彻底的改变。
So for all those who saw the earthquake, they were being transformed, changed completely.
有的呢会害怕，有的呢就非常的喜乐。
Some were in fear, and some were so joyful.
但是我们看到这有一幅，一个好像很大的变化在那里，很快速的在那里进行。
But we did see this change, which was taken place very quickly.
而且人对神的话，好像那个接受力就突然变得很强。
And it became that men were able to receive God's words very quickly.
你知道我们有时候读圣经读很多，读很久，但是呢都不接受，对不对？
You know, sometimes that even though after we read the Bible for such a long time, but we could not receive.
但是你看到在这个使徒行传第二章呢，人好像那个心啊，向着主，向着神呢、啊， 向着神借着他的仆人所传出来的话，很好像那个海绵在那里吸水一样，很大量的在那里吸取。
But from Acts chapter 2, you could see that from the words God spoke through his servant, that men were able to accept and receive very quickly, just like a sponge.
不但如此，人很容易悔改。
Not only that, it was very easy for men to repent.
所以当彼得起来说，你们应当悔改，他们许许多人就悔改。
Therefore, when Peter spoke, say that you shall repent, many repented.
他不需要去讲什么，你这样这么要悔改，那么要悔改，不用特别去指定。
He really did not have to tell each person that you should repent, but everyone repented.
人心里知道我有什么地方需要悔改。
Man's heart knows that what exactly we should repent for.
而且不但悔改，他说这脱离这个时代，脱离这罪恶的时代。
But not only repent, but being delivered from this corrupted generation.
好像很多东西，他很容易就脱离了，就脱掉了。
Since it was so easy to be delivered.
就是那些旧的东西就脱掉了。
That's being set free from the old creation.
而且呢，这弟兄姊妹觉得在一起聚会哈，好的无比。
And the brothers and sisters felt that it was so good to gather together.
我记得我刚刚信主的时候哈。我心里有这样的想法。
I remember when I just believed the Lord, I had such thought.
我不小心信了耶稣。
By accident that I believe unto Jesus.
因为我也不知道怎么信的，反正就是信了。
Because I didn't even know how I believe, but then I believed.
但是我就想说，我可以告诉人家信耶稣，但是我不想跟基督徒在一起，我也不想去聚会。
I thought to myself that I could tell others that I believe unto Jesus, but I really did not want to be together with Christians nor go to gatherings.
所以我偷偷的想说，我是信耶稣的，就信耶稣，我就暗暗的做一个信耶稣的人，不管他们别人什么是基督徒，我都不理他们。
So I thought that I would just be a Christian on my own in secret, and I don't want to have anything to do with other Christians.
除了说有一种错误的想法，说基督徒的聚会就跟我们以前在大学啊，在搞社团的那种社团差不多。
And I had mistakenly thought that the Christian gatherings was just like any other activities, like I did back in college.
心里还有一个想法说，就多浪费时间呐。我还要花这么多时间，在我已经觉得很忙了，我还要再花时间去聚会，这多浪费时间啊。
And then I also thought it was such a waste of time because I was already very busy.
你看到在使徒行传的聚会什么？不是一个礼拜聚一次，是天天在那里聚会。
But then as you see in Book of Acts, they did not gather once a week, but they gathered daily.
有什么能力叫我们这些觉得浪费时间的，觉得那个没有意义的，就突然有个转变，然后哎呀，巴不得天天去聚会。
What kind of power which can enable us, which thought at first it was a waste of time, but to transform us into gathering together every day?
而且越聚呢越想聚。
And the more we gather, the more we would like to gather.
那你如果到聚会里面没有一个人讲话，你看你要不要聚会
？So if you go to a gathering, if there's nobody talking, then do you think you feel like to gather?
但这里不是，这里没有人说，哎，去聚会啊，他打电话催你啊。哎，我还给你一个好处啊！哎，我还可以摸彩啊，或什么都没有，什么都没有，什么都没有给啊！他就是来聚会，对不对
？It's not like that. There's someone calling you to ask you to come to a gathering or give you some good things during the gathering. But there was nothing good being provided in the gathering. But then people just go over.
我看这些人聚会好像绝对不会迟到。
I think that for those who gather there in Book of Acts, none of them will be late.
因为天天都聚会啊，他巴不得赶快去冲去聚会，怎么会还会拖拖拉拉的？不会的。
Because they gather every day, then they must be really like to go to gathering and not being late.
更妙的是怎么样？他们把钱产都卖了，然后呢住在一起，房屋公用。你们觉得这个不可思议啊？
And don't you think it's amazing that they even sold all their belongings and they share everything in common?
你早期我们要聚会的时候，我来问你说，我去那里能得到什么东西？
Because earlier they said, usually we would ask, what exactly can I get when I go to a gathering.
对不对？你们做学生的说，我修这门课，这门课有什么好处？
And for usually the students will ask, since if I take this course, then what the course will do good to me?
如果什么都听不到没关系，至少还有个营养学分，对不对？
要
可以拿个九十分，甚至一百分，对不对？
If there's nothing I can gain from this course, but at least I get a credit or I receive a good grade.
那这里没有这个东西。
But there's nothing like this.
大家把最好的搬出来。
Everybody put up their best.
你在旧约的时候讲说那个奉献是十分之一奉献，对不对？但是以色列人总是失败的，不是说，神说的十分之一，以色列人就很心甘情愿的十分之一都没有啊，不是这样。
In the Old Testament, the offering was supposed to be one-tenth, but Israelites always failed, and they were not able to put up what God expected.
这里没有讲奉献的事情啊，但大家什么自动的东西卖了，然后就搬到教会，不是把最坏的拿来是吗？把最好的拿来。
Here, it never talked about offering, but everybody just sold what they have and gave their best.
你知道我们像，因为我是这个平常有时候说话哈，不会说话，所以呢，有时候人跟我在一起呢，就变成不知道讲什么，我也不知道讲什么。
Because I'm not someone who's good with talking, therefore usually I don't know what to say.
就如果两个、三个、十个都不讲话，人都聚在一起，这个聚会你们变成什么？变成哑巴聚会，对不对
？Then if for all of those people who gather together, they don't talk, then it becomes a mute gathering.
这哑巴聚会十分钟都太多了，还天天聚，恐怕从早到晚都有人在聚会，这个是一个很特别的情况。
If it's just 10 minutes of this kind of mute gathering, it seems already very long. But then those people gather together every day.
那天天在聚会，就专门只在坐着看啊，然后就没事吗？应该不是吧？
I think that it's not that they just sit there and doing nothing.
所以这一章哈，我觉得好像我所能形容的只是很小很小的一部分。
I feel that what I can describe in this chapter is very little.
希望弟兄姊妹，你仔细的看一看，想一想，祷告祷告，再看一看，再想一想，再寻求寻求。
I hope that brothers and sisters can look at this chapter and then think about it and pray about it and then do it more over again.
我有个盼望，这一章不是只留在圣经里面，《使徒行传》第二章就放在那里，是一个不能尝、不能看、不能摸、你不能享受的东西。
I hope that this chapter, what it describes here, does not just remain in the Bible, and it's not something that you cannot touch, you cannot taste, cannot enjoy.
我相信当初神怎么做，今天神还是可以把这样的恩典给我们。
I trust that how God had done back then, He can still give us such power today.
那他们在这里聚会，他们做什么呢？在四十二节说，都恒心遵守使徒的教训。彼此交接，交接就是交通啊，拨饼祈祷。
So what did they do when they gather? In verse 42 says they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
所以这里是聚会是很多内容的。
So there were a lot of content going on in their gathering.
那有时候想说，我就把它，因为我们的主题是在交通这一方面。
Since our topic focuses on fellowship,
所以我们就 把重点放在交通这一方。
So we'll focus upon the fellowship.
毫无疑问的，这些的交通都不停留在属地的层次。
Without any question, all this kind of fellowship does not just remain in the earthly fellowship.
这些交通都是从神那里，从宝座起头的。
All those fellowship start from God, from His throne.
所以有时候我们讲说我们有一个交通聚会，那交通什么内容？
Sometimes we think about whenever we have a fellowship gathering, what's the content of our fellowship?
弟兄姊妹在一起交通什么内容？
So when brothers and sisters fellowship, what do they fellowship with?
有的时候我们弟兄姊妹说在一起交通，就交通什么？交通去看电影，交通买房子，交通买车子，交通，这也是一种交通，但是什么？这是属地的交通。
Sometimes when we gather, we talked aboutmovies or buying houses or something else that's staying on the earthly level.
那这里的交通是不是像我刚讲在这一类的交通呢？
So the fellowship talks about here, is it the kind of fellowship I just talked about?
你会发现，如果我们是属地的交通哈，你越交通，你就越限制在地上。
If the fellowship remains on the earthly level, then the more you fellowship, the more you are being remained on earth.
你不会有一个情形是这个，我交通买房子就我很震撼。这如果没有神做工，他不会震撼的。
It's definitely not possible that if you talked about buying a house, then you feel so great impact. Without God's work, you would never feel such great impact.
你有交通买一辆车，然后很震撼，这辆车呢是神真的做工的。
If you share about buying a car, then would you feel that such a great impact that if such a buying is from God's work?
我们可能不是，我们说，你看我都会杀价，咔杀三千，杀五千，对不对？
Usually we would say that how good we are at negotiation.
那其实呢，这个交通内容我在仔细看在那里思想的时候，我感觉的就在使徒行传第二章里面把那个交通的重点给我了。
I feel that just in Acts chapter 2, it will really give us the content, the focal point of their fellowship.
那你如果注意到这些东西的话，如果弟兄姊妹真的进入这种交通的话，你会发现基督徒的生活、个人生活、教会生活是充满了那种怎么讲的，是充满那种震撼，充满了那个激励的。
If you really enter into such fellowship, then you feel your Christian life, whether individually or with brothers and sisters, you feel it will be full of impact and encouragement.
所以正常的情形来讲的话，弟兄姊妹去聚会是不需要人家催的。
So under normal condition, when brothers and sisters go to gatherings, there should not be anyone try to push you.
那这个动力从哪里来？
So where does the motivation come from?
这动力一定是从天上，从宝座，从神那里来。
The motivation must come in from God, from heaven, from His throne.
所以你如果去聚会的话，你会觉得如果你没有去，你应该去，你没有去聚会，你会觉得你是很大的损失。
So then, if you, whenever you should go to gathering, but you did not go, then you feel it's a great loss to you.
在这一章、第一章和第二章里面，有一个事实摆在那里。
There is a fact that's manifested in chapter 1 and 2.
我们知道主耶稣他复活，然后他向门徒显现。
You know our Lord Jesus resurrected and manifested himself to the disciples.
那看过主耶稣显现有多少人？
How many who have seen Lord appearing?
超过五百人
，more than 500，
对不对？那主耶稣复活以后，主耶稣向他们都说神国的事，就神的国度，也向他们说要受圣灵的浸，也向他们说要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，做耶稣基督的见证。
So after our Lord Jesus resurrected, he talked about the kingdom of God and also have to get baptized with the Holy Spirit. And also he tell them to be his witnesses from Jerusalem, Samaria, all Judea, unto the outermost part of the world.
那主耶稣特别吩咐他们说，要在耶路撒冷等候，要在耶路撒冷等候。
And our Lord specially commanded them to wait at Jerusalem.
那这些人呢？有的从加利利，有的从外邦，有的从很多地方来的，但主耶稣吩咐他们在耶路撒冷等候。
And for those people, some of them come from Jerusalem, some from other nations, but our Lord commanded them to wait at Jerusalem.
然后后来主耶稣就升天了，就回天上去了。但他升天的时候，天使就讲说，他怎么去，怎么回来，就告诉门徒说，你们不但你不是光看他去，你要赶快要催他回来，要等他回来。
And after he was sent to heaven, then there's the angel tell the disciples that how he went up, he should also come down. Therefore, the angel is telling the disciples to hasten his coming.
亲眼见过主耶稣复活的有五百多个人。
There were more than 500 people saw our Lord Jesus resurrected.
亲耳听过复活的主说话的，说神的国度，说圣灵的浸，说耶稣基督的见证，也超过五百人。
And there were also more than 500 people who heard our Lord talk about the kingdom of God, about baptism with the Holy Spirit, and also about being his witness.
那真正在耶路撒冷等的只有120人。
But there were only 120 people waited at Jerusalem.
那这120人就是在一个小楼上就祷告，就在那里，就照着主的心意在那里等。
And those 120 people together, they prayed and waited upon the Lord.
所以这 使徒行传第二章的发生就发生在这120个人身上。
So what happened in chapter 2 of Acts happened upon all those 120 people.
那这里好像给我一幅图画，知道神心意的人可能蛮不少的。
So here show me a picture that there were probably a lot of people understood God's will.
但是从这一章来看的话，不到四分之一的人愿意照着神所讲，照着主所讲说，在哪里你就在哪里。
However, according to this chapter, less than one-fourth of people who were willing to follow God's commandment to wait there.
那事情的发生就是在他们祷告到五旬节的时候，突然天上大响声下来，圣灵浇灌下来。
So what happened was that when they prayed until Pentecost, then there was the pouring down of Holy Spirit from heaven.
那整个事情就开始快速的变化。
Then there were things that there were great changes taken place very quickly.
所以我相信哈，这后来天天哈，大家都这样聚集的时候，那另外就是520，可能300-400人，他们的影响还是蛮大的。
So then I feel that as they gather daily like this, then at first 120 and then later on 300 or 400 people, so they had great impact.
因为他们起初没有这样的顺服，所以呢，那个最重要的圣灵浇灌的时候，他们居然不在场。
Because they did not obey at first, therefore when the Holy Spirit poured down, and they were not there.
然后突然之间一下子增加了3000人进来，哇，这是一种震撼。
And it was such a great shaking when all of a sudden 3,000 people were added.
我相信那个震撼一来的时候呢，那些本来不太在乎的人都逐渐就回来了。
I believe that when such great impact happened, at first those who really did not care, now they return.
所以呢，他们的交通啊，就是有失败的经历，有什么在主面前有成功的经历。
So the content of their fellowship includes how they fail and also how they succeeded.
那这个交通的内容，我从这第二章我感觉到有些东西是要交通的。
So I feel there's something I can fellowship upon about the content of their fellowship.
交通神的大作为。
To fellowship upon the great power of God's work.
我们信主的人，每一个人都应该在我们身上有故事的。
For each one of us believe the Lord, each one of us should have a story of God upon us.
不但有故事，神在我身上是有工作的，让我这个那么刚硬的人可以这样转得过来。
Not only have stories, but God has His work upon me, so that for me, such a stiff-necked person can be turned around.
所以神不但在个人身上，神在团体上有工作。
So not only God has His work on individual, but as well as cooperating.
所以基督徒一生可以说是不断能够经历的，不断遇见神的作为。
So for a Christian, for all of his life, he should continually lead God's work.
但有时候觉得很可惜的就是，神有作为，人没有感觉，人看不出来。
But unfortunately, that sometimes God has done His work, but man could not feel it.
或者人还把神的作为呢，把它用人的这个思想，把它降低到一个地步，好像人可以幻想能够幻想出来的东西。
Or sometimes men have lowered God's work to the level that as if it can be imagined or work done by man.
但是如果一个人他跟主的关系正常的话，他应该是他经历神的作为到一个地步，他不但是尝到这个滋味，他的眼睛也被开启了。
But if one's relationship with God is normal, then not only he's able to taste such God's work, but also his eyes can also be open.
什么叫做眼睛开启？
What does it mean by his eyes being open?
神只要在我眼睛看得到，在我能感受得到的地方，神有作为，我就能看得出来。
That is that with my eyes, with the boundary which my eyes can see and how can and the area I can feel. If as long as God starts to do work, I can feel it.
我们许多时候在跟随上逐渐弯弯曲曲走弯路了，就是我们有时候神明明做了，神明明显明了，但是我们却是看不出来，或者把它否定掉。
Sometimes when we follow in the Lord, that if we start to walk crookedly, that means that even though God has done His work, but we cannot see.
神得不到荣耀， 我们也得不到益处。
God cannot receive His glory and we cannot be gained.
神的恩典在我们身上很大，但是我们却觉得神是很吝啬的神。
God's grace on us is so great, but then we actually saw His stingy.
这就是我们缺少那个能看得出来神做事的眼睛。
That is because we lack the eyes that we can see God's work.
因为这样的缘故，我们可能会处在一个抵挡神的一个情况。
Because of this, we may be under the condition we are against God.
但是你如果看得懂神的作为，你就知道怎么样去顺着神的做法、神的道路去走。
But if you are able to understand God's work, then you're able to follow how the way He does work.
也许我的看见、我的生命度量太小，我看不清楚。
It may be that my seeing or my capacity is little, so I cannot understand fully.
但是在我们当中，也许有一些弟兄姊妹，神使他特别容易看得清楚。他一交通出来，就对我有重大的帮助。
But it might be that there are some brothers and sisters among us that whom God have led them able to see clearly. So when they share, then can help me to see clearly.
比较可惜的是，有的人就采拒绝的态度，不管你讲什么，什么都不听。
Unfortunately, there are some that they insist, they still reject, no matter what you say.
那神做事，我就不容易看见。
Then it would be very hard for us to see when God does work.
所以你知道，你若经历神的作为，你整个人你会发现，你整个被震动、被震撼的。
So if you experience God's work, then you realize you are fully being shaken and being impacted.
不但被震撼，把我从属地的，把我提升到属天去。
Not only being shaken, but it lifts me up from earthly to heavenly.
还有什么可以交通？
So what else can they fellowship about?
在第二章可我们看到神的话应验了。
In chapter 2, it shows that God's words are being fulfilled.
你知道主耶稣他在地上是神和话不断不断的应验。
Our Lord Jesus on earth is when God's words are being fulfilled one by one.
所以教会是基督的身体。
So church is the body of Christ.
圣经里面讲到这个预言的方面，不但预言基督，也同时预言他的身体，预言他的教会。
About the prophecies in Bible, not only prophesies about Christ, but also His body, the church.
所以你看到那个神的话应验的时候，你知道这个话就不是死的话了，就变成活的话。
So when you see God's words being fulfilled, then you know those words are not dead but living.
而居然在我们可以看到、可以经历的情况底下，哦，这个话出现了，我们第一手的经历。
Under the conditions, circumstances that we can see and feel, then those words are fulfilled, which becomes our first-hand experience.
这使得我们对于神的话要加倍的看重。
So then, it should enable us to really look how important Lord's words are.
不但加倍的看重，我们要逐渐的说，我们把我们的力量，把我们的时间能够花在神的话上。
Not just see the words are so important, but we should put all of our effort and our time onto His words.
我在得救早期的时候，我遇到一个情况让我印象很深刻。
During the earlier days when I got saved, I faced a situation which had gave me a great impression.
但是那个印象对我来讲的话，我决定我不要学他们。
不要学。
不学他们，对。
Such impression gave me the feeling that I definitely will not learn from that.
就是我到一群弟兄姊妹当中去聚会，他们每一天中午都拨一个小时出来有聚会。
So, as I gather with a group of brothers and sisters, every noontime they set their time apart for 1 hour to gather.
但是呢，他们也读圣经，但他们就圣经读一读呢，就放在一边。
They did read the Bible, but then they set this aside.
他们交通这一段圣经呢，也许摆了四种、五种、六种那个不同的那个参考资料。
As they share upon the Bible, they also go for 5 or 6 different kind of reference books.
就这几种当中呢，有的说法是互相是相通的，有的是刚好相反的。
Among those five or six reference books, some of their sayings are in one accord, but some are totally the opposite of one another.
那次刚好就发现有相反的情况。
That time when I joined, it happened that there were opposite sayings.
那我问他说, 这么多讲法又相反,那到底哪一个是合适的?
So I asked that there were so many different kinds of explanations and some were opposite of one another, so which one is the suitable one?
到底有没有对,有没有错啊?
Is there right or wrong?
他们说,我也不知道。
They say that we also don't know.
不但不知道,他好像也不想知道。
Not only they don't know, but seems like they do not want to know.
那只是好像我们在念书的时候,我们就把这些都读过一遍,我读过的,那跟我没有关系。
Just like when we study, I have finished all the books, but then after I read them, they really have nothing to do with me.
你的心不会火热起来的。
Your heart would never be on fire.
在这一章里面的人,他们的心是有火在那里烧的。
For those people in chapter 2 of Acts, their hearts on fire.
包括主的话都烧在他们的里面。
Including God's words are being burned in them.
所以那些话是活的。
So those words are living.
所以这些话是可以经历的。
So those words you can experience them.
这些话是神给我第一手的启示的。
And all those are the first-hand experience revelation by God.
这些话是让我认识神，也让我认识我自己。
All those words can enable me to know God and myself.
所以弟兄们一聚在一起的时候，发现神的话是大量的开启的。
So when brothers and sisters gather, they realize that God's words are greatly opened up to them.
你看在这一章里面就有，当那个事情发生的时候，大家问说，这是什么意思啊？
So as you see in this chapter, when something happened, everyone asked, what does it mean?
彼得就说，这是应验的约珥书上面的话。
Then Peter said that this fulfills the words in Book of Joel.
这是应验了。It's
been fulfilled.
他看懂了，他交通给弟兄姊妹。He
understood and he shared with brothers and sisters.
不但如此，他也讲到这个大卫的预言，预言耶稣基督的情形。
Not only that, he also shared about the prophecy of David, which prophesies about Jesus Christ.
本来这件事情只有大卫看得懂。Originally,
only David understood this.
但是呢，他们到这个时候呢，圣灵一开启。 哦，原来那个已经成就了，就在耶稣基督的身上，就是主耶稣已经死而复活。But
as now, when the Holy Spirit opens them up, and they realize that this has already fulfilled, which is the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以那些客观的话，突然在他们当中变成很活、很新鲜，是主观的话。So
all the objective words become the living and subjective words in them.
所以你会发现，如果弟兄们再去读圣经，那个主。 向我们开启他的话,
so you realize that as brothers and sisters read the Bible together, if the Lord opened up his words to us, our hearts on fire.
你根本不需要就什么一年一次的读经计划,你就是觉得你非读不可,你有个动力说,你要赶快读,而且不但一年要读一次,你能够尽量能够越读越多越好。
You really do not need to follow the 1 year's Bible reading plan, but actually you have such motivation on you, which you even feel that the more you read, the better.
因为你突然发现神的话是远远超过你想象的宝贵。
Because then you will suddenly realize that God's word is far above your what you have imagined, that is so precious.
我如果能够尽快地把它熟悉起来, 神就给我,就是神能够对我开启的 机会就更大。
The quicker I can become familiarized with his words, then easier that God can open them up to me.
所以可能那个时候大家都拼命的读，拼命的寻求。
So it might be that everyone really earnestly read the Bible and seek him.
那还有什么要交通的？
So what else to fellowship with?
凡求告主名的就必得救。
Whoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
我们都是 从黑暗里被救出来的。
We are all being saved, delivered from darkness.
所以一定有许多奇妙的得救的经历。
So there must be a lot of amazing experiences about their salvation.
像我这种人，原来为我祷告就说，这个是下地狱的材料，不会得救的。
For someone like me, for those who pray for me, they say that I'm someone who should be the material of the hell and should not be saved.
所以有一天我打电话说，我信了耶稣。我说，那我一定要听你到底怎么信的。
So when one day I called the person say that I have believed the Lord, that person said I definitely have to know how you have believed.
因为我们已经觉得你是死定了，判死刑了，没机会了。
Because we already felt that you definitely would not have chance to be saved.
我相信比我难的还更多了。
I trust that there are even more people who are harder to get saved than me.
但你就听到他们那个被主摸到，被主拯救回来的，你就知道说神在这个人身上真的做工了。
Then when you see that how they are being saved and they are being touched by the Lord, you really know that God has done work on this person.
所以你听一个人得救，如果他这个人真的遇见神，你听他得救的故事的时候，你会遇见神自己。
So that for someone who really have believed the Lord, that if you listen to his story about how he got saved, you would definitely meet God.
那我们一听说这么难能得救，那我那边有个朋友，那我还好，我为他祷告，我还可以再继续的呢，去仰望主。
So then if I hear that for such person it's so hard to get saved but still got saved, then I still have a friend who haven't got saved, I should still pray for him.
我在看传记的时候看到 George Mueller 的祷告，我就觉得我们差他好远好远。
When I read about George Mueller's prayer, then I feel that we fall so far behind him.
在他快要去世之前，有人问他说，你这么会祷告，有这么多事情成就，还有没有什么事情哈，你说祷告到现在还没有成就呢？
Then someone asked him before he was about to go to the Lord, that someone asked him that you are so good in prayers, so that were there something that you haven't been fulfilled in your prayer, haven't been answered?
他说有，我还有两个人，我为他祷告了63年，几个月，几天，几个小时，到现在他还没有得救。
He said that yes, there were two people. I have been praying for them for 63 years and a few certain months, certain minutes, and certain hours, but they have not yet been believed.
听起来很泄气，六十几年了都还没得救。
It seems very discouraging because it has been more than 60 years, but not yet saved.
许多人还活不到六十几年，还祷告六十几年。
Some people may not even live for more than 60 years, but he has prayed for more than 60 years.
但他讲说，神不会忽略神儿女的每一个祷告，每一次的祷告。
But he said that God will never ignore each of his children's prayer each time.
所以这两个人呢，是在 George Mueller 去世之后得救的。
And for those two people, they got saved after George Mueller went to the Lord.
所以你就知道说，我们今天如果为亲人、为朋友祷告，如果他还没得救，继续祷告啊。你如果能超过他呢，你有一个比他一个什么，一个更特别的这些祷告的经历，能够带给大家。
So that we know that if you've been praying for your relatives and family that they have not yet been saved, let's continue to pray. If your experience can exceed what George Mueller had, then it would be a great experience to share.
那还有什么可以交通的在聚会里面？
So what else we can share about?
耶稣基督和他钉十字架是一个交通的极大的重点。
Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified, which is the great topic to share about.
我在刚信主的时候想说，哦，耶稣基督上钉十字架，就是不过是我把我从不信耶稣变成信耶稣，然后就结束了。
When I just believed the Lord, I thought about that Jesus Christ and Him crucified was only to help me to turn from an unbeliever to a believer, and that was it.
后来我逐渐的经历，逐渐的读圣经，逐渐就慢慢就明白说，没有那么简单呢。
Then as I started to experience more and read the Bible, I realized it was not that as easy as that.
我们的生命成长就关系到你认不认识耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
For our life to grow, it has to do whether you understand Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
你的所谓的属灵的经历不是说你祷告得答应就算是你已经有丰富的属灵经历。
For your abundance of spiritual experience,It's not only just that when your prayers are being answered.
你慢慢读圣经，慢慢就发现，真正的属灵的经历就是要经历耶稣基督自己。
When you read the Bible, then you will understand that the real spiritual experience is to experience Lord Jesus Himself.
不但要经历他，而且什么？要交通，要经历他的十字架。
not only experience Him, but also have fellowship with His cross.
所以这里就有很多可以交通。
So there are a lot of fellowship about here.
因为我们这一个人没有经过这个过程, 我们这个人是不会改变的。
Because if we do not go through such process, we can never be changed.
没有经过这个过程, 在我们身上显不出那个新造生命的荣美出来。
Without going through such process, there's upon us, it can never manifest the beauty of the new created life.
所以你会看到许多弟兄姊妹，他因为认识了耶稣基督，并他钉十字架，他的生活不同了，而且他生命的显出来的情况也不同了。So
you will see that when many people understand Lord Jesus and Him crucified, then His life will be all different.
而且他面对世界，面对各方面的都产生新的变化。
And when he faced the world and all different kinds of situations, there will be a lot of changes.
这不但要交通, 而且需要圣灵在我们里面不断地开启我们。
It does not only need a fellowship, but also need the Holy Spirit to continue to open us.
还有什么好交通的?
So what else to share about?
这里交通什么? 圣徒的心欢喜,灵快乐。 也就是什么? 他的心被神摸着的。 他这个快乐是什么？是一种跳的快乐，就是很那种是那种是你一定是遇到一个很怎么样一个对你很大的激励的那种喜乐。And
also talk about our heart rejoices and our spirit was glad. It's as if that you are being touched by the Holy Spirit and you are leaping and in great joy.
所以我们如果在聚会中看到我们原来是苦瓜脸，但是呢。 因为遇见了主，就变成充满了天使的面孔，这是多大的变化！
So if we see that someone that originally our face was in great sorrow, but then because of meeting the Lord, then we become so joyful. Then what a great change that is!
所以这有个变化是什么？是从心里的变化，一直到身体外面的变化。
So the change is from our heart onto the changes into our body.
那你讲的灵快乐其实还不是讲，你是讲舌头快乐。
Actually, the original text says that its tongue was glad.
不但是舌头，舌头会赞美主。
Not only tongue was glad, but our tongue can praise the Lord.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有这样经历？我觉得我刚信主的时候，要叫我讲感谢主是，我好像是我这个。 这里面有一把大锁，把锁住，根本讲不出口的。
I don't know if you feel the same way, but when I just believed the Lord, I felt that in order for me to say thank the Lord, it's as if my tongue was being locked. I could not say it.
还不要讲感谢，还赞美主，那真是太肉麻了呢。那个真是觉得我讲我都发起鸡毛疙瘩。
Not only talk about thank the Lord, but even for me to say praise the Lord, I was already in goosebumps.
但是神就做了一个事情，让我讲感谢主的时候，里面都没有一点觉得是很虚的，而讲赞美主的时候，没有觉得一点这好像是在那里吹嘘，在那里捧的，没有，那不是假的东西。But
God has done something in me, so when I say thank the Lord or praise the Lord, I truly felt it that way.
所以，这个在人身上是有大变化的。
So there's a great change in man.
所以你看弟兄姊妹，哇！如果一个从一个很忧愁、很悲惨的光景当中被带到喜乐里面，这有多好了！这你常常去什么？去指着主名夸口，对不对
？So when you see how brothers and sisters can be brought from a condition that was in such a sorrow, but they are able to be brought into such joyful condition, then that is so great, and we should boast in the name of the Lord.
还有怎么样说？肉身安居在指望当中，就是你活在有盼望里面。And
also, my flesh shall rest in hope.
你现在盼望在哪里
？So where is your hope now?
你的盼望只是买一个 Benz.
If your hope is just to buy the car Benz.
还是买个100万的房子
？Or buy a house that's buy $1 million house.
还是你的盼望真的是永恒的？ 不朽坏的，真的是生命的。
Or is your hope really eternal without corruption and that's full of life?
你知道，我们这个人都不喜欢被改变。
You know that we do not like to be changed.
但是你的盼望在哪里，你就会决定你这里要不要被改变。
But where your hope is, that determines whether you will be changed or not.
如果你的盼望都在地下、地上，你不需要太大的改变。
If your hope is only upon this earth, then you really do not need much change.
如果你的盼望是永恒的，是不朽坏的，是荣耀的，你没有选择，你非得被改变不可。
If your hope is eternal, is glorious, and also, then you don't have any choice but to be changed.
你知道我在年轻的时候哈、啊，我如果要被改变，我觉得老是觉得很，好像是遇到什么灾祸一样。
When I was younger, I felt that if I would be changed, then it seems a great disaster is coming up.
但是呢，当你知道你的盼望在哪里，然后我看看我现在这个情况，我怎么能够达到那个盼望呢？没希望。
But when you know where your hope is, then when I look at myself of how I can reach such hope, it's really there's no hope.
但神在我身上，圣灵在我身上做工，把我改变到一个地步，那个盼望成为真实的。
But as God and the Holy Spirit works in me, that changes me to the point that such hope becomes so real.
所以我在被改变的时候，我觉得我有希望，而且呢，我呢很高兴被改变。
So when I am being changed, I'm so happy and also I feel that I have hope now.
在地上的人，没有一个人，如果他要达到，如果他要进入神国度那个荣耀的丰富里面，他没有可能不需要改变的。
For those people on earth, if he would like to enter into the glorious kingdom of God, then he must be changed.
如果我们只叫别人改变，自己都不改变，那就是我们成为帮助别人进到荣耀里面的那个帮助的材料。
If we only ask other people to be changed, but ourselves never change, then we only become the material of helping others to enter into glory.
我们可能绊倒了别人，但是呢，我们也让一些人呢，因为看到我们的不行，把它成全到他能进去。
We may become stumbling stones for others, but it may also be that when others see how we fail, but we actually edify others so they can enter into such glory.
但大卫他是什么？我肉身安居在指望当中，也就是什么？我现在需要被改变，我知道我这个改变是使我能够在那个永恒的盼望里面是成为是有份的。
But David says, my flesh shall rest in hope. He knows that he shall be changed, and he knows that he partake of such eternal hope.
所以教会生活如果很美的话，应该怎么样说？在这个生命的改变当中，在这个人的改变当中，大家是互相的正面的激励的。
So, in order to have a beautiful church life, then everybody should have positive encouragement with one another to encourage each other to be changed.
不是抓了人家一个缺点说，然后就怎么讲，就不是帮助他往上走，是帮助他往下去。
Not just take hold of someone's weakness and instead of helping him to go up, but drag him down.
所以我们都应该乐于被改变。
So we should be really willing to be changed.
所以我的肉身安居在指望当中。
So my flesh will rest in hope.
另外还有什么好交通的？
And what else to fellowship about?
生命的道路。生命道路是什么道路？
So it's the way of life. What kind of way is that?
当然这里告诉我们说，生命道路就是借着主耶稣能够显明出来的。
Of course, here tells us that the way of life is to be manifested through Jesus Christ.
这是一个很丰富很大的题目。
That's a very rich topic.
我就不讲深入的。但是呢，这是你如果交通生命的道路，就告诉说你要走生命的路。
I will not share in depth, but as we share about the ways of life, it means that you should walk the way of life.
不是叫别人走自己不走，而是我们一同能够彼此的激励，在生命的路上。被主建造起来。
It's not that we ask others to walk on such way and I don't walk on such way, but together we encourage each other, we can walk on the way of life.
而且神生命的工作不是只停留在个人的身上，神生命的工作是要让教会满有基督长成的身量，所以是有团体生命的建造。
And God's work of life is not just on an individual, but His work of life is that so everyone can be grow into the full stature of Christ. So the work of church can grow corporately.
所以今天主把我们摆在一起，就是叫我们一起来认识生命的道路，来走生命的道路。
So as our Lord put us together today, is that we can know the ways of life and walk on such way.
那如果我们都不聚会，不交通，不在一起，那我们可能在这样的建造当上面呢，我们是局外人。
So if we do not come to the meetings and we do not fellowship with one another, not being together, then in such edification of life, we would become the third person outside.
所以这是一个很重要的功课，弟兄们必须要常常聚在一起，才有办法在生命上有学习、有认识、有经历。
Therefore, it is a very important lesson that brothers and sisters shall always be together. So then, on the way of life, we can learn together, encourage one another, and to become the rich, to reach the riches of life.
我们去参加特会，一年才碰一次弟兄姊妹，那当然都是弟兄姊妹好的不得了，因为从来也不碰在一起。
For those of us who join special conference and we just see certain brother or sister once a year, of course we are so nice to one another because we never see each other.
没什么功课可以学习嘛。
There's not much lesson to learn from.
就是常常聚在一起才有功课学习嘛。
Because we always meet together, therefore we have lessons to learn from each other.
然后我们说我们是在一起聚会，又从来不在一起聚会。
And if we say we gather together, but we never really gather.
那就没有生命道路可以显明。
Then there's no manifestation of the ways of life.
对不对？因为我们说我们是在一起聚会，我们是同在一个地方聚会的，但从来都不碰面的。我们只是用那个房子是一样的，但是呢，从来我们这个人是不交集的。
If we say that we gather together, but we never meet each other, or if we just share this building in common, but we really have nothing to do with one another.
没有生命的功课，没有生命的建造。
There's really no lessons of life nor edification in life.
光去同一个房子，哪有什么生命的建造？
What's there of edification building up of life if we just go to the same building?
要有生命实际的交集，要有真正的功课，而且这功课真的让主得胜，他兴旺，我们衰微，才有真正生命的功课。
There shall be interaction with one another, and then we let the Lord increase.As decrease, then there's the lessons of life to learn.
所以弟兄姊妹可以说，哦，我们在同一个地方聚会，但是我们从来可以不碰面的，你知道为什么？我们不愿意走生命的道路，就不要碰面。
So therefore, if we say that although we meet at the same place, but we never interact with one another, not meet with one another, then we really do not walk on the way of life.
所以生命的道路是一个重要的功课。
So the ways of life is really an important lesson.
所以我们需要主帮助我们从神的话里面能够发现生命的道路是怎么走，看得懂主怎么走，看得懂我们要怎么走。
So we need the Lord to help us to understand by His word how to walk the way of life and understand how He walks and how shall we walk.
还有什么好交通的？
So what else is there to fellowship about?
这章说，因见你的面。就有满足的快乐。
Here also says that we should have, thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance.
啊，首先问说，我们多久见主一次面
？First, let's ask, how often do we meet Lord's face?
一个礼拜，一个月，还是一年
？One week or one year?
还是天天，还是时时刻刻？
Daily or each moment?
啊，你多久见主面？那你就肯定这个长到这一方面呢，就有影响。
How often do you meet with the Lord's face? Then how often do you taste? Then that impacts with how often do you taste this joy?
许多人是跟主不打交道的。
There are many who really have not much interaction with the Lord.
他只有遇到重大灾难，然后才来找主。
Only when they face great difficulty, then they come to seek the Lord.
那他怎么可能有满足的快乐呢？
So how can they have full of joy?
这里就是什么？你真的活在主的面前，实在被主一切各方面的充满到你里面，完全的满足。
It's only when you truly live before the Lord and you are being filled by the Lord, then you have such great joy.
所以如果看哪个弟兄姊妹，他里面有这个天使的面孔出现的时候，他可能就是他已经遇见了主了。
So whenever you see a certain brother or sister have the face of an angel, then it's really that this person has met the Lord.
所以这里说什么？因见你的面得满足的快乐。如果在我们当中有很多的弟兄姊妹常常见到主，常常有满足的快乐，我们的聚会是什么？是忧愁的还是快乐的？
So if there are so many brothers and sisters here always meet the Lord and have such full of joy, then how our meeting will be? Is it full of joy or sorrowful?
你根本不需要敲敲打打，也不需要在那里用什么什么什么什么什么活动，那就有满足的快乐，满足的喜乐就出来了。而且怎么样说，这是彼此有感染的。
You really do not need any activities to help with the gathering. When everybody have the food of joy, then this joy comes out.
就是我们不见主，我们跟主的关系不好，所以呢就缺少这个。所以但是呢，我们又想要说有点刺激的，所以呢就轻轻框框一下，然后就什么用什么好的方法，然后大家好像兴奋一下，但是一下就没有了。
It is only when we do not meet the Lord and we do not have such joy, then we try to use our activities to excite our flesh to bring up such, try to bring us such joy.
我信主以前曾经是在学校里面办活动。
Before I believed the Lord, I organized activities in school.
我们可以在活动里面一把鼻涕一把眼泪。
During the activities, we may feel very touched.
我们敲敲打打。
We use all kinds of excitement.
心里觉得非常感动。
And our hearts felt so touched.
但是是从外面来的。
But it's from outward.
不是说没有，也不是说假的，但是是从外面来的。
Not that it's not real, but it's all from outward.
里面其实还是虚空的。
Actually, inside still feels so empty.
就好像曾有一个有个小丑，他让别人很快乐，那他里面怎么样？充满了愁苦。
Just like a clown, he may make others so happy, but himself feels so sorrowful.
等到那个群众散去的时候，他里面是充满了愁苦。
When the crowd goes away, his heart is full of sorrow.
他不能因为那样的外面的环境，让他里面的愁苦从他身上出去。
His sorrow inside cannot be removed from the outward circumstances.
我遇见了主，绝对不是这样的情形。
But if you truly meet the Lord, it would definitely not be this way.
刚好相反。
Would be completely the opposite.
你外面压力大得不得了。
When there's great pressure from outside.
甚至还有生命的危险。
Or even life-threatening condition.
但是呢，你里面充满了满足的快乐。
But in your heart is full of joy.
你知道这是从哪里来？从神那里来的。
And you know where that is coming from? That is from God.
如果弟兄姊妹在我这样弟兄姊妹在我们当中，你要不要赞美主啊？
If there are such brothers and sisters among us, then wouldn't you praise the Lord?
你觉得这不宝贝吗？
Don't you feel that so precious?
你觉得这个是小事吗？
Do you feel that something small?
神恩待我们，才把这样的弟兄姊妹放在我们当中。
Because God is being gracious to us, therefore He puts such brothers or sisters among us.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果常常有弟兄姊妹因见了主有满足的喜乐，哎呀，那其他弟兄姊妹那就羡慕主啊。
Therefore, if some brothers and sisters, because they met the Lord and they have such fullness of joy, then other brothers and sisters will have such desire.
这种聚会不会越聚越下沉的，这种聚会是越聚越得激励的。
For this kind of gathering, we will not, the more we gather, the more we feel low, but we will be being greatly encouraged.
还有什么好交通的？
So what else is there to fellowship about?
基督已经被高举，坐在宝座。
Christ has been lifted up on high and sit on the throne.
主坐在宝座关我什么事啊？
So what does it have to do with me when the Lord sits on the throne?
以弗所书告诉我们说，我们不但与他一同复活，与他一同坐在天上。
The book of Ephesians tells us that not only we resurrected together with him, but also we sit together with him in heavenness.
你认识了这个宝坐在宝座的主，你跟他有一个密切的关系，他把你提升从宝座坐在宝座上的角度来经历来看事情。
So when you have such intimate relationship with our Lord and sit together with Him in heavenness, He lifts us up to be together with Him and look down to look at our circumstances.
所以有人讲说，基督徒的属灵征战怎么打呢？不是从地上打到天上，是从天上打下来。
So when someone asks, how should we fight the spiritual battle as Christians? It's really not from the earthly battle to fight upward, but it's really from upward to fight downward.
什么叫从天上打下来？这个结局已经定了，已经是得胜了，你只是把这个天上的得胜支取到地下来而已。
What does it mean to fight from above to the earth? It means that the result is already determined. The battle has already been won, but we just bring the result down.
所以思想坐在宝座的主对我们是多有福气的事情。
So what a blessing it is to think about the Lord who's sitting on the throne.
求主帮助我们脱离地上的捆绑。
May the Lord help us to be delivered from the bondage on earth.
让我们真的是能够与他同坐在天上，能够重新从一个另外的角度来面对主所给我们遇到的各样的情况。
Really pray the Lord help us. We can really sit together with Him in heaven so that from that angle we can face the situation we are encountering.
对不起，我想要借一点时间，因为我这几点哈，下一次没办法讲一堂，这一次呢讲不完，丢在那里很不好，是吧？所以对不起，我借的是不还的啊，就是我借一点时间啊。
I would like to borrow some time as I would like to finish it since I have just several points left.
所以我们要常常遇见这个宝座的主。
Therefore, we shall always meet the Lord who's on the throne.
不是只有属灵征战。
Not just during the spiritual warfare.
因为他在宝座，他是做我们的大祭司。
For that he's on the throne, he's our high priest.
所以我们要蒙连续得帮助，随时的帮助，都是什么？都从要摸到宝座去，到宝座的主面前去。
So for us to find mercy and grace and receive the immediate help is that we always need to go to the throne, go to the Lord who's on the throne in heaven.
所以，我给弟兄姊妹提醒，你可能在一生当中要遇到很多的困难，但是你如果你当你在那个艰难的时候，你跟这个宝座的主做宝座的主关系，就说你。通了，而且什么？你好像被提到那里去了，提到那个做宝座的主的身边去的时候，你整个事情就改观了。
So let me remind brothers and sisters that you might face a lot of difficulties in your life, but then if you really meet the Lord who's sitting on the throne and you are being lifted up to the throne, then the whole situation will be changed.
所以我们需要主帮助，不要把主耶稣做宝座当作是一个遥远与我不相干的事情。
So we need the Lord to help us that.We do not see that our Lord sitting on the throne has nothing to do with me.
如果有许多弟兄姊妹都与这宝座的主有很密切、很亲密的交通，你没有觉得这个聚会是什么？是属天的聚会，不是属地的聚会。
So if there are many brothers and sisters here who have such an intimate fellowship with the Lord who sits on the throne, then you will feel this gathering is really joyful.
不但如此。我们好像今天是在地上，但是我们稍微长一点经历一点在宝座前的事情，将来主如果把我们带到他宝座前的时候，我不会在那里适应不良。
Even though we are now on earth, but if we can taste something just a little bit about the Lord on the throne, then when we are together with the Lord in heaven, we will not feel not used to it.
就好像有一个福音故事说，有个小偷突然被救到天上去，结果发现呢，这里也不能偷，那里也不能偷，这也不能。他说：“你叫我回去吧，我这里没办法生活。”
Just like a story says that as a thief is being saved up to heaven, but then he realized he could not steal anything from heaven. Then he's not used to it, so he asked them to let him go back to earth.
今天我们如果从来都不思想，从来都拒绝宝座的事情，恐怕有一个我们想象不到的结果，就是当 有一批圣徒被直接提到宝座的时候，那批圣徒不是我们。
If today we never think and never and also never think about the things of the throne in heaven, then some the situation may happen that when a group of brothers and sisters are being lifted up to the throne, then we are not among those group of brothers and sisters.
另外还有什么要交通？
So what else is to share?
就是你怎么样为耶稣基督做见证？
That's how can you be witnesses for Jesus Christ?
不是凭着你的聪明，不是凭着你的能力。
It's not based on your wisdom nor power.
是圣灵的工作。
It's by the work of the Holy Spirit.
我是个很不会说话的人。
I am someone not know how to talk.
虽然我站在这里，我还是告诉你，我是不会说话的人。
Even though I'm standing up here, but I'm still telling you, I'm not someone who knows how to talk.
但是我告诉你们有一个秘诀，就是我在刚得救的时候，我看到有一句话很抓住我。
But there's a secret, which is when I just got saved, there was a verse which really I'm being taken hold of.
他说，你们如果被带到诸侯君王面前，你不要思想你要怎么说话。
It says that if you are being brought by the officers, that do not think ahead of time how you should talk.
在那个时候，父的灵会把一点你要说的话给你，你就父给你说什么话，你就说什么话就可以了。
At that time, the spirit of the father will let you know what to say.
哎呀，我看到那个，那太好了。所以呢，主若没有说话，没有感动呢，我就不用讲话。
Then when I read that, I thought it was so good. Therefore, it means that if the Lord never touched me, then I don't need to say anything.
但主若感动我，好像里面一直催促我呢，那我就顺着他给我的呢，他给我一句话，我就说一句话。我尽量学习呢，不增加他所讲的，也不减少他所要讲的。
But if the Lord touches me, if He gave me some words, I say exactly what He touches me. And if He doesn't give me words, I don't say anything. I try not to increase nor decrease whatever He touches me to say.
我跟大家讲实际的，如果你这样讲话的，有时候人家会讲说，为什么你讲话那么冲啊？
But let me tell you, the truth is that if I say that, then people might say, how come your words are so rude?
我在起初为就是起来为主说话的时候，常常被人家这样质疑。
When I first started to share for the Lord, usually people ask me this.
那时候我还没有结婚呢，我回去房东讲说，他很婉转，他说你讲的话很厉害呀。
At that time I was not yet married, and when I went back, my landlord told me that your words are very sharp.
我真的是没有凭自己讲什么。
I say that I really did not say anything out of myself.
我也不想讲什么。
I actually did not want to say anything.
所以你要为主做见证，就是什么？你不想讲什么，让主来讲，你就照着主讲的讲，才有办法做见证。
So in order to testify for the Lord is that you say according what the Lord touches you to say. That way you can testify for the Lord.
如果你就喜欢讲什么呢？那主就不讲了，那主让你去讲。
If you like to say your own words, then the Lord will not speak and let you speak.
结果呢？那个呢？主说这与我无干的，因为不是我。
Then the Lord would say that that has nothing to do with me because I did not ask you to say this.
还有什么要讲的？还有什么要交通的呢？
So what else to fellowship about?
承受所应许的圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit which being promised to you.
大家要被圣灵充满，要经历生命的圣灵的工作，也经历神界的圣灵把为他做见证或者是生活的能力给我们。
One should be filled by the Holy Spirit and also experience the work of the Holy Spirit and also to experience what Holy Spirit, what God would like to give us through the Holy Spirit.
所以被圣灵充满是基督徒一个基本的该有的情况。
So being filled by the Holy Spirit is the basic condition that each Christian should have.
如果我不被圣灵充满，我就被我自己充满。
If I'm not being filled by the Holy Spirit, then I'm being filled by myself.
我可能是被仇敌的诡计充满。
It may be that I'm being filled by the tricks of the enemy.
需要被圣灵充满。
Must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
这是所有信主的人，主给他的一个福气，是权利，也是该有的情况。
That is a blessing, a privilege, and a normal condition which the Lord has given to all those who believe.
而且你被圣灵充满之后，你发现就是你个人在过基督的生活，你也觉得是好的无比。
And also after you are being filled by the Holy Spirit, even with your own individual Christian life, you feel it's so good.
所以这是一个很大的题目，但是最后怎么说？但是我们要进入那个实际，能够靠圣灵而行的那个生活。
It's a big topic, but we should really enter into a reality of walk with the Spirit.
因圣灵得救，因靠圣灵而行，而且靠着圣灵来成全主所应许要我们成全的。
To be saved by the Holy Spirit and walk by the Holy Spirit and fulfill whatever the Holy Spirit would like us to fulfill.
所以一生应该是跟随圣灵的生活。
So our whole life should follow the should be the life of following the Holy Spirit.
所以你这样才会对主有更好的认识。
So then you would really know the Lord more.
还有什么要交通的？
So what else is to fellowship about?
这一章里面告诉我们说，主现在坐在宝座，等父神把仇敌成为他的脚凳。
In this chapter, it tells us that our Lord is now sitting on the throne, waiting for the Father to let the enemy become his footstool.
圣经不只是讲仇敌成为主耶稣的脚凳，仇敌也成为教会的脚凳。
The Bible tells us that not only the enemy will become the footstool of our Lord, but also the enemy should become the footstool of church.
所以属灵的征战是需要在交通里面一起靠主来得胜。
Therefore, the spiritual warfare should in fellowship and to overcome by the Lord.
所以这就是一个很重要的交通。
So that is a very important fellowship.
所以我们在看初期教会的时候，有人被鬼附了，有人怎么发生什么事情，但是这神借着圣徒呢，就把那些问题就解决了。
So that as we see in the earlier days of church, some are being possessed by demons and the Lord through the Holy Spirit, through the disciples, resolve such issues.
主在地上的时候，那些邪灵在他面前站不住，教会如果正常，这些东西在教会里面，在弟兄姊妹身上也应该没有任何的地位。
As our Lord on earth, the demons could not stand before the Lord. So therefore, if the church is normal, then the demons really have no position between, no position in front of the church and in front of brothers and sisters.
还有什么好交通的？
So what else is there to fellowship about?
还有一个非常非常重要的点，就是神已经立耶稣为主为基督了。
And a very, very important point is that God has already set Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and as Lord and a Christ.
所以好像有个地方告诉我们说，基督，我们对于基督好像领会总是很模糊。
It's usually that our understanding toward Christ seems vague.
基督是我们主的职分。
Christ is the
ministry.
It's the ministry of our Lord.
所以呢，主已经立他为主为基督了。所以关于基督的这个认识，我们要从主身上去明白它。
As God has already made Jesus Lord and Christ, therefore Christ to understand Christ, we should really know our Lord.
不是只有他道成肉身，而且他是经过十字架死而复活。而且现在在宝座上，现在坐在神宝座的右边。
Not just that he's been resurrected from the dead, but also he's been crucified, and also now he's sitting on the throne with Father.
那这里告诉我们说，为什么知道他神已经立他为主为基督的呢？因为圣灵浇灌下来，老师说他已经真的在宝座的。
Why is it that we know that? Christ, Jesus has been made as Lord and Christ. It's because the Holy Spirit has been poured down. He is truly on the throne.
神已经立他为主，神就是要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
God has already made him Lord. That is, God would like to make all things in heaven and earth together in one in Christ Jesus.
如果这个事情在我们身上是深刻的，
If this has a great impression on us,
你会不会有个感觉哈？你今天在生活上任何一个机会，你不让主做主，你是损失。
Don't you feel you are under great loss if you do not let the Lord be your Lord in all kinds of situations?
你是不是不要说别的了？你就是你在经历主上，就是你就失去了机会。
Then you lost such great opportunity to experience the Lord.
所以这个他为主为基督，对我们来讲的话，在日常生活是可以经历的，是可以见证的。
So being Lord and Christ is something we can experience and testify in our daily life.
从另外角度讲说，就是他就在我们生命中作王了。
And from other aspect is that he is the Lord of our life.
所以如果他在我身上做王，那我就说他不要管我，你这里不管那里不管，他 做什么王啊？
So if he's the king of our life, but we ask him to not care about us, then what is his kingship for?
明明什么都是我自己做主，我虽然称他为主，但是我自己做主，那我怎么能见证神已经立他为主为基督了？
Even if I call him the Lord, but if I'm the Lord of everything for myself, how can I testify that God has already made him Lord and Christ?
至少那个事情在，至少他做主这件事在我身上是与我无干的。
At least the fact that he is the Lord has nothing to do with me.
教会也是这样啊。
Which is the same as church.
如果教会的决定是出于人的决定，那你说他以为主为基督的，那教会的主是谁啊？就是人，不是他啊。
If whatever decisions being made by church is made by men, then if you say that God has made him Lord and Christ, then who's the Lord of church?
所以教会如果真的让他是做主做基督，那教会怎么就是要一直要寻求到一个地步，他真的显现，他真的说话，他真的显明他的带领啊。
If church really proclaimed that he is Lord and Christ, then the church should continue to seek until his manifestation and his leading.
我不得不承认，这个功课很不好学习。
I cannot but confess that this is a very hard lesson to learn.
就是我自己个人的经历上，我都觉得是这个学习来讲哈，我自己要付上代价。
Even my own experience shows that I need to pay a great cost for this learning.
如果我有一件事情。我要知道这件事情是主真的带领我了，我在这个寻求过程当中，我有很多代价要付上去。
If there is something that I really seek, if the Lord is leading me on this, then therefore during the seeking process, I need to pay a great price.
我要向罪死。
I need to be die towards things.
向自己死。
And die toward myself.
向世界死。
And die toward the world.
像我的朋友都是死
and even die toward my friends
像我喜欢的都死
and die unto all things I like
不然的话我在决定的时候 我有我的喜好 我哪有没有喜好的
otherwise when I made the decision I would incline unto my own likes
我有我的想法我哪有没有想法的
I have my own thoughts also
如果我没有真的遇到这个宝座的主如果我没有真的进到圣灵的带领底下我所得到的答案都是我旧造的东西啊。
If I do not meet the Lord who's on the throne and not enter into the leading of the Holy Spirit, then all those answers are from my old creation.
我们又活在这个肉眼看得见、听肉这个手又摸得到的这个环境里面，你哪有不受这个影响的呢
？How can I not be influenced by all the things my eyes see and those things I can touch?
我需要主怜悯我，让我穿过这些的影响。能够进到灵里面的深处。
I need the Lord to have mercy upon me so I can surpass all those outward circumstances and enter into the depths of the Spirit.
借着灵里面的深处，又摸到坐宝座的主，他向我显现说话。
And through entering the depths of the Spirit, then I can touch the Lord on the throne as He manifests Himself to speak to me.
神给我们都是很清楚、很简单的带领。
God's leading is always simple and easy.
只有我们这个人是复杂的。
Only ourselves are complicated.
所以弟兄姊妹如果在一起面对一个问题，然后一下子三四个意见，那你知道哪个意见是对的啊？哪个意见是出于主的啊？
So when brothers and sisters are together, if there are several, three or four different kinds of opinions, then you know which one is from the Lord.
如果都不进到灵里面，那就看谁大声了。
If none of us willing to enter into the spirit, then you will only depend on who's the loudest.
如果都不遇见做宝座的主，那就看谁会熬啊，你知道，谁有力量去熬下去。
If we all do not meet the Lord who's on the throne, then it's only depending on whoever is willing to endure the test of time.
那个用大声做出来的决定，用人的力量去熬出来的东西。 主得到什么荣耀啊?
How can God receive the glory if we just have the decision based on who's the loudest or who has the most power?
谁是主啊?
Who is the Lord?
这里神借着门徒见证，他已经为主为基督了。Here,
God through the disciples testify that He is the Lord and Christ.
这是在现实的生活当中可以经历的。
And that can be experienced from daily life.
那就看我们想不想经历，愿不愿意付代价。
And that has to do whether we are willing to experience or willing to pay the price or not.
如果我们觉得这个太难了，我就是不要。
If we feel that is so difficult, we just do not want to.
神会选择愿意经历他人去经历他。
Then God will choose those who are willing to experience Him to experience Him.
这总是可以经历的。
Either way, that can be experienced.
总有人要见证这个是事实。
Someone will definitely testify this is true.
愿主吸引我们，使我们真是向世人做见证，神真的立他为主，为基督了。
May the Lord draw us so we can really testify to the world that God has made Him Lord and Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话在无依无靠的交回到你的手中。
Lord, once again we commit those words back onto your hands.
用宝血遮盖。
May your precious blood cover them.
圣灵给我们回头的亮光。
May the Holy Spirit give us light as we look back.
圣灵也带我们进入实际的认识和经历。
And may the Holy Spirit bring us into a reality of knowing and experience.
主，我们真是愿你兴旺，愿我们衰微。
Lord, may you increase and let us decrease.
愿你已经得到的荣耀在你的教会能够大大的彰显。
May you manifest the glory which you have already received in your church.
谢谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.